From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. File sharing was on the docket today at the Supreme Court. The issue, when can companies be barred from selling software that allows users to illegally download movies and songs? NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Grokster and Streamcast are brands of computer software that can be installed on any computer in the world for free. They facilitate so-called peer-to-peer file sharing. That is, they enable consumers anywhere to share movies and records without paying royalties. The entertainment industry claims that some 85 million songs and 400,000 movies are illegally downloaded every day on these systems. Grokster and Streamcast answer that they should not be held liable for copyright infringement because they don't clear consumer requests or files. What's more, they say if the courts were to hold them liable, the result would be to put the kibosh on technological innovation. Fred Van Lohman represents Streamcast.
How do we protect innovators? How do we protect the next genius who comes up with an iPod in his garage and wants to commercialize that technology?
Donald Verrilli represents the entertainment industry.
This is not a case about the technology, it's about abuse of technology. There are perfectly valid uses for peer-to-peer technology, and nothing about the position that we're advocating in this case puts them in any jeopardy whatsoever.
This is not the first time that the technology and entertainment industries have butted heads. Back in the 1980s, the fight was between Hollywood and the makers of VCRs. In 1984, the Supreme Court ruled that VCR manufacturers were not liable for copyright infringement because consumers used the device primarily for the legal and fair purpose of shifting the times they watched TV programs. Yes, the court said there were illegal uses, but as long as there were substantial legitimate uses, the device was not illegal. In the High Court today, the entertainment industry's Mr. Verrilli drew a distinction between the VCR case and this one. On Grokster and Streamcast, he said, 90% of the material that is shared is downloaded illegally without paying copyright fees. Furthermore, he said, Grokster and Streamcast encourage illegal downloading because the more users there are who share files, the more money the software designers make from advertising. Justice Kennedy, it's not clear to me what your test is, though. Answer, the question is whether there is a legitimate business here that is not related to copyright infringement. Justice Breyer, but if you were advising the inventor of the Xerox machine or the iPod or the Gutenberg press, you would have to say they shouldn't go ahead with their inventions because each would have vast copyright infringing uses. Answer, I disagree. Take the iPod. From the moment of its creation, there were obvious lawful uses. In the case of Grokster and Streamcast, the whole purpose of the business is illegal downloading. Justice Souter, why don't you have the same Damoclean sword with the iPod? Answer, because its clear, overwhelming use is not illegal. Supporting the entertainment industry, the Bush administration Solicitor General Paul Clement agreed. Justice Kennedy, suppose the owner of a software device does everything he can to discourage illegal downloading, but at the outset, 50% of the uses are copyright infringing. Can he go ahead? Answer, at the startup, I would think he can, and clearly with anything under 50%, there is no liability. Representing the technology industry, lawyer Richard Taranto conceded that Grokster and Streamcast understood they would be making money from widespread copyright infringement, and that the companies in fact advertised their software that way. But he said the companies cannot be held liable for past acts in perpetuity. Justice Scalia. But that's how your clients develop their clientele. Justice Kennedy, what you want to do is say that unlawfully appropriated property can be used as part of your client's startup capital. That sounds wrong to me. The great virtue of peer-to-peer software, said Taranto, is that it allows anyone to put anything on a server. This is a classic case of a business owner having no control over what his clients do. Justice Souter, why then isn't this a classic case of willful ignorance? A decision in the case is expected by summer. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.